Welcome back, Rav to Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 10, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says further on the Seder night, Heviyu Lefanav, they bring vegetables before him to dip into another food and to eat it as karpas, metavil v'chazeres. So if no other type of vegetable is available, he eats dipped lettuce. Ach magil leparperes hapas. In eating the karpas comes before eating the bread, meaning the matzah, which means essentially that nothing else could be eaten beforehand. He view the fun of matzah v'chazeres v'charosos v'shnei tavshilin. Then they bring before him matzah to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah. Then they bring him lettuce to fulfill the mitzvah of eating maror. And they bring him implicitly, we understand, forget about the implicitly. They bring before him charoses, and they bring before him two cooked dishes. One is to lezecher korban pesach, and one is lezecher the korban chagiga. Afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah, and even though dipping the lettuce, meaning the maror, into the charoses is not a mitzvah, we do it to take away the possible harmful effects of eating the bitter lettuce. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok umer mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok says, no, it's actually a mitzvah to eat charoses. V'amikdash hayu mevi'im lefanav gufo shel Pesach. And the time of the base of Mikdash, they would bring before him the Korban Pesach offering itself together with the matzah, the maror, and the charoses. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Mazgulo kol sheni, then they mix for him a second cup of wine. V'kan habbein shoel aviv. And here the son asks his father, the four questions. V'im ein das babein. And if the son doesn't have enough intelligence to ask these questions, aviv milamdo, then the father teaches him how to ask them. So what are the four questions? What's the difference between this night and all other nights? That on every night we eat chametz matzah, but halayla hazeh kulo matzah. But tonight we eat only matzah. On every night we eat vegetables, tonight halayla hazeh maror. We only eat maror tonight. This is the one that most people don't say, because it's not as relevant nowadays. And all other nights we eat meat that's roasted and stewed or cooked. But tonight we only eat roasted meat. On all other nights we eat dipped vegetables once, but on this night we eat dipped vegetables twice. And says the Mishnah further, and according to the son's level of understanding, that's how his father should teach him why we make these changes. And the way we tell the story is that he begins with the terrible, horrible things that happened, and he concludes with all the amazing things, the geula and the redemption. And he also should expound from the passage of Arami Ovid Avi, until he finishes the entire passage there. And this is all about telling the whole story, the greater, longer story of how the Jews became enslaved and how we ultimately came out of Mitzrayim. With that, we are at the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. But for now, have a wonderful day.